a suggested reading list, and some of it is from Mustard Seed. Some of it are works that I've added myself that have been very helpful. There are many other excellent books. I just didn't have enough time to really spend, you know, a long time developing the list. So we are going to be short, it looks like.
You start working with this, though, and you can read just a junky romance novel and just read, see all kinds of metaphysical things that are wonderful.
Oh, yes.
What I would recommend, too, is when you guys go to a bookstore, just sense out what's right for you. If you feel like, excuse me, there's something that you're ready to read, your guidance will show you what that is. Just go in the store and ask to be shown. I do that a lot. And certain books will come to me that I've never even heard of. I've got lists from people all the time. You got to read this, Lil. You got to read this, you know. And I'll go to a bookstore and something totally different will come out.
Yes.
So just sense into that and trust yourself there, too. One book that's a neat place to start is Gerald Jampolsky's Love is Letting Go of Fear. Mm-hmm. It's a very small book, deceptively simple, but it's very powerful.
Wonderful.
Wonderful book. I highly recommend that. And if you're interested in the someone who went through the whole process of opening, I would recommend the Edgar Cayce book that's on there, There is a River. It's a wonderful book because he came from such a traditional background. His father was a minister and all that. And he is one of our greatest American psychics. His work is still being published and worked with the ARE Foundation back east. He died in 1945. And also the autobiography of a yogi for...
I know.
It's an outstanding work. It's unsurpassed, I think. So I highly recommend that. And if you want to read something that talks about all the stuff we've talked about in a kind of a fun way, Ram Dass's Grist for the Mill is very good, too. If you haven't read that, I still think that's a great book. Okay, let's see. I also...
Go ahead. It's funny because I would Be Here Now when I was, like, 16.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
And I didn't understand it at 16. I wanted to.
Had been in the world enough.
But I didn't understand it. And now I read it and it's like, yep.
Whoa,
yep.
I know
it's
what that
so
is.
Simple and it's so easy. You just move right into it. But when I originally read it, most of the concepts I couldn't relate to.
Yeah.
You know, nine-tenths of it. I wanted to, but I couldn't.
Some of these books are a little more advanced, like Richard Moss's work, I think. He just has a new book out, too, which I don't know the title of yet.
Maybe that one sounds interesting.
My Life or something like that. I forget what it is.
That's not the one. I thought he was going to do a little more.
It's not that.
Well, Richard Moss's. Depends on how intellectual you are.
Yeah, he can be very intellectual.
Boy.
But his book on transformation is, in my opinion, the best that has been written. But it is not a light reading book. Have to really want to read it. Yeah. So I wouldn't recommend that for starters at all. What else is on that list? Let me see what else. I forgot what else I wrote. Sermonara. Gina Sermonara, her books are excellent. They're older and very easy to read. She speaks about reincarnation, just being in this existence. Soulmates, twin souls, things like that. It's real. It's fun, but it's also very educational. It's very good. Ruth Montgomery's books are an excellent series of books to start with, too. She has a guide that channels through her at the typewriter, automatic typing. And Lily brings her information on what's going on the other side. She's written books about famous people who have crossed over. Reincarnation again, what it's like, you know, to go through the death experience and what it's like on the other side. Really good. All her stuff is really good. The Seth material and Seth Speaks are also excellent. They're a little more advanced if you aren't just a beginner in metaphysics. She is a lady who had a very powerful entity come through her as a channel, and he used her body and her voice and channeled some wonderful material. Lots and lots of it. It's
didn't
amazing.
Seth always say he was just an aspect of her. Wasn't
yes,
that?
I think he may have. It's a long time since I've read that stuff.
I'm pretty sure Seth was pretty clear in that, you know, we're multidimensional and we've taken on different forms and stuff. And this, Seth was like a more expanded level of herself who decided he had some things to say. So started actually using her body and voice voice and stuff, and her husband was very loving. He would dictate, he'd take all the stuff down, and she'd actually go into a trance. But they dictated volumes of material, and it's very interesting. It's nice stuff.
It is. Another thing I'd really recommend is the Shared Heart, if you're at all in a permanent relationship of any kind. It's an outstanding book that speaks about committed relationships and the hardships we go through, the struggles, and how that can be an initiation into going deeper into yourself and into your relationships. Very good. The Shared Heart, Stand Toward the Bottom by Vissel. One book I didn't put on here, and I was thinking I should have put it on, is Shirley MacLaine's Out on a Limb. Wonderful book.
Great
wonderful
book.
And her new book is wonderful, too, Dancing in the Light.
Another one is Oversoul 7.
Yeah.
Those are great. The same woman who did the Seth material wrote her own novel. She wrote some novels on the concepts, because some people don't like information in information form. They'd rather read it in a novel. And so it's really fun that the Seth materials, it worries you if your Oversoul is that spaced out. He always pulls it off in the end, but it's like, I hope mine's more together than this guy. But it's really fun for to stretch your mind and concepts around you.
This is an evaluation sheet. We'll take a few minutes to do that. Oh, wow, we did really early tonight. That's interesting. Talk about moving right along. If anybody needs a pen, I've got lots of pens. And just take a few minutes to fill this out a little bit. It's for the office. The board likes to review the evaluations. And if there's a place on there for you to make comments or suggestions if you have a particular class that you might be interested in. And then we can go, oh, we've got X number of people who want to do soulmates or something like that, and then we do a class on it. We try to. Does anybody need a pen?
An arm.
An arm.
A couple extra things.
I do.
Actually, a thumb would be fine.
Pen.
One
for you.
One
for you.
Oh, yeah.
Out there.
Does anybody else need one?
Everybody's got one. Okay.